From JMI Wealth this Monday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yep, morning, Mike.
We're going to talk about housing in about 10, 15 minutes. Well, what do we reckon? What's the read? What's the vibe?
Yeah, we got data. We got data on Friday. So, Mike, there's a bit of a danger of being a little bit dismissive about these data numbers we're seeing. Not in the sort of wanton sense that we don't care. It's just that they're not going to be anything but awful, are they? So, but I suppose what's really important is where we're going to be in a few months' time. But, you know, the data is what the data is. And Friday, the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand released April home sales data. Look, there's a pretty healthy debate. And yes, it sounds like you're going to have a bit of a chat later on about how the residential property market is going to react post-COVID economic environment. It's going to get cheaper to borrow money, we know that. Mortgage is under 3%. Look, my view is that there's going to be a bit of pressure on the housing market. What really, I suppose, is important is how that manifests itself, and that's the subject for some debate. But the April data, yep, was never going to be pretty from a turnover perspective, and the numbers show the number of properties sold fell 78.5% from this time last year. So from 6,082 to 1,305. And ex-Auckland, the percentage fall was even greater, and half the properties sold were in the first few days. So it basically just absolutely evaporated in the, you know, late, as you got into April. The chief executive, Bindi Newell, I think she quite rightfully points out that consumer confidence is going to play a big part in the recovery of the market. How does that consumer confidence, you know, rebound sort of post-COVID? Employment, ability, access, finance. Look, the prices actually held up pretty well. So prices didn't fall, and that's going to be the sort of $64,000 question, I suppose.
Oh, exactly. What about manufacturing? Ugly?
Yeah, very ugly, very sad outcome. This is BNZ Business New Zealand performance of manufacturing, lowest level since the survey began, seasonally adjusted 26.1. Remember, over 50, the sector is expanding, under 50, it's contracting, so it would really just, it just disappeared into a little shell. The average on this index is 53. Note that in the aftermath of the GFC in New Zealand, that's November 2008, this index fell to 36.1. So 26.1 is, gives you an idea that to the extent to which we ground to a halt. Interesting, when you compare this number internationally, Mike, New Zealand outcome was pretty bad on an international comparison, and that reflects how tough our restrictions were in lockdown.
What about US retail sales? They were bad as well.
Awful, yeah. Retail sales released, horrible, awful, pick an adjective, fell by 16.4% in April. That's quite a bit worse than expected. 12.3% was consensus expectation. That comes on top of an 8.3% fall in March. That was a record, and this data goes all the way back to 1992. March was actually originally reported 8.7, so it was revised slightly. Just think of these numbers, Mike. The US economy, I got these numbers this morning, $21 trillion economy, and just under 70% of that comes from personal expenditure. So where goes personal expenditure? So goes US GDP. There was one bright spot, non-store retailers, people like Amazon, they were actually up 8.4%, so they did okay.
What about the rest of the world?
Yeah, look, just quickly, US jobless claims numbers came out last week as well. 36.5 million people have filed for unemployment benefits. God, it's an incredible number, isn't it? I just want to just put a little bit of realism around the COVID numbers. Yes, some places are showing some improvements, but actually the global numbers of new cases is as high as it's ever been. The thing is, it's not in those places that we get a lot of news out of. We've still got sort of reasonably surging numbers in places like Russia, Brazil, Mexico, Peru. Yes, the US, the US is sort of flattening, but it's not improving a great deal. The UK also flattening, not improving a great deal. So just a little bit, we've got to be a little bit realistic. The world isn't on top of it yet.
This is true. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones closed up 23,685. That was about a 0.25% gain. The S&P 500, 2,863, up 11. And the Nasdaq gained 71, closing at 9,014. FTSE 100, up 58, about a 1% gain, 5,799. The Nikkei, 0.62% gain, closing at 20,037. Shanghai Composite, 2,868. The ASX 200, they gained 76 on Friday, closing at 5,404. That was a 1.4% gain, so nice a pop higher there. The NZX 50, 10,730. We lost 14 points on Friday. The currencies to start the week on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.5921 US, 0.9252 Aussie, €0.5486, £0.4898, 63.50 yen. Gold, $1,743. Pretty high. I think that might be the highest we've seen it. And Brent crude, $32.50.
Good start to the week. Well done, mate. Appreciate it very much. Look forward to Tuesday. Andrew Keller here at jmiwealth.co.nz.